This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm speaking with two young mudbutts. They are Simon Pergovic and Ava Minarovic.
Hi.
Hi, Simon, and Ava Minarovic. Hi, Ava.
Hi.
And they are two of the stars in the upcoming Mudbutts production of Fatima the Spinner. That takes place beginning Friday, August 10th, 6 p.m., then again on Saturday, August 11th, 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. Following the 6 p.m. show is an auction of Mike Stasek's miraculous props. Both of you, Simon and Ava, thanks so much for joining me.
You're welcome.
Same.
Thank you, Simon. So I'm going to begin with you, Simon. Could you talk about what it is like being a mudbutt? What is so special about the experience?
Well, I know this sounds like really cheesy, but I think it's about just connecting with fellow youthful actors and just seeing what the outcome of it all is.
I think that's a great answer, and it doesn't sound cheesy to me. Ava, what would your answer be to exactly the same question? What's so special about being a mudbutt?
It's the same for me. It's like we're just a big family, and that's what makes the production just so magical.
Wonderful. So, Simon, in your own words, tell the story of Fatima the Spinner.
Well, to make it a long story short, this girl, Fatima, experiences three big tragedies that change her life and just grants her new skills that she uses later on in life.
Okay. So overnight that all happens, or does a lot happen in between her discovery?
No, it's like 5 years she'll do one thing, and then a tragedy will hit again.
Mm-hmm. So she had three big wake-up calls.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. Where is it set, Simon?
The story begins in Morocco.
Mm-hmm.
It goes to a place in Turkey known as Istanbul.
Okay.
And it ends in Shanghai, China.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Ava, let's go between the lines, the storylines, and tell me what you think is the deeper meaning of Fatima the Spinner.
Well, it's a Sufi story, and it teaches about how bad things often lead to good things.
Wonderful. Wonderful. That's a great way to live in your life. So when some not such great things happen, you look forward to the lessons in those things.
Yep.
Great. So Ava, let's stay with you and talk about some of the things that you have learned. First, the skills that you've learned, but then second, what are some of the things you've learned about yourself by working with Sally and Kim and Mike and all the other teachers?
Well, one of the biggest skills that I've learned with Sally and Kim is improv, and the top secret that I'm letting you guys in on, so don't tell anyone.
Okay.
Never, ever, ever say no, because it stops the whole scene, and you're like, well, where do I go from there, you know? Because you just can't make up off of no. And then what I've learned about myself as an actor is that it pays off to be kind to people, especially your fellow actors, because I just think it makes a better show. And it just, the show runs smoother, and it's easier for rehearsals and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. So in a way, what you're saying is you've learned teamwork.
Yeah.
Okay. Simon, what would your answer be to the question about what you've learned about yourself by working with the Mudbutt team?
Well, the whole Mudbutt gang really focused on improv. They taught a lot about that.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, a lot earlier, like, this is my second year, by the way.
Yes.
In Mudbutts.
Yes.
But last year, I was in a Shakespeare play. And from learning all this improv, I was saved so deeply from it.
That's wonderful. But talk about also what you learned about yourself. You personally, how have you changed by being a mudbutt from some of the lessons that you learned that are not theater skills, the other lessons?
Well, I learned that if you just have a mental positive attitude and bring that to other people, it will shine on everyone and you'll end up with something great.
Wonderful. Thank you. Okay, now let's stick with you, Simon. Could you describe the characters that you play in Fatima the Spinner?
Well, I have three. I am the father of Fatima, I am a future version of Fatima, and I am a mask maker who buys Fatima. She later becomes a slave.
Okay. Do you have a favorite character of the three that you play?
I would say the mask maker. I almost think of him as a symbol of just compassion. Like he said, this girl has been through a lot. I'm going to help her. I kind of like that.
Wonderful answer. And now you, Eva, what are your characters and which one speaks to you most loudly?
Well, I'm playing Harold number 3, and I'm playing Fatima, a younger version of Fatima, because through the storyline she grows up.
Yep.
As she's like 5 years at a place and she gets older. So.
Okay.
And Fatima, she's like unconfident about herself at the start, but after all these tragedies, she finds that she's strong mentally and she becomes more confident of herself, more sure.
So do you think personally that confidence comes from maturity?
Well, not all the time. It can come from different things. Like, it can come from someone you know that just lets you be you, or it can come from anything.
Wonderful. So do you relate to Fatima in the younger version or in the more confident version?
Well, I used to be kind of unsure at the start of my thoughts. For my first year, I didn't know everybody, but at the end, I was like, you know, having a good time, and so that's kind of how I relate to that.
Terrific. Great answers. And then finally, we'll stay with you, Eva. Tell everyone who's listening why they should come to see the show.
The reason is that my butt is awesome, and we always put on a great show, and I'm assuring you that it's going to be amazing.
Okay. And Simon, you get the last word. Why should people see Fatima? I know. Why should people come see Fatima the Spinner? Give me some really good reasons.
Well, I would say, for one, to support the Mud Butts. This is the 26th year. We've been going on pretty fantastically.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can say you met Simon Perkovich and Eva before they were famous. Yep.
I think you should quit while you're ahead. I think those are fabulous answers. So this has been Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, and it has been delightful speaking with two Mud Butts, Simon Perkovich and Eva Minarovic. They are both starring in the ensemble cast of Fatima the Spinner again Friday, August 10th, 6 p.m., Saturday, August 11th, 2 p.m., and 6 p.m. Be there or you will not be able to say you knew them when. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.